From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome in to Ask WWCR. This broadcast is intended for the night of August 1st. That's correct. And Greg, today I do want to talk a little bit about the history of your program, The Country Show.
Mm-hmm. Worldwide Country Radio.
Absolutely. We were talking a few nights ago about some of the in-house programming here at WWCR. We have quite a few that are mostly music shows.
Yes.
We have yourself. The engineer Phil has his show, Talking Machine Show, which is old, I believe they were Cylinder Records.
Yeah, Cylinder recordings from the early 1900s and even some from the late 1800s. He has a few of those.
Yeah, some very interesting music, and I think even a comedian.
Yep.
Recurring one.
Yeah, an occasional comic. And also, just the music styles are so different. Very interesting to listen to.
Yeah, well, a lot of what nowadays I would just picture like marching band stuff.
Some of that.
And then Alan has his program.
Last radio playing.
Yeah, a lot of blues and rock music. Although the most recent shows he did were like R&B.
Oh, okay.
Very cool.
And also a lot of good Bob Dylan music in there on the show that Alan does.
Yes.
In fact, that's where he got the theme song.
So we will talk a little bit today about the history of The Country Show. Brady had came in and gave you a reception report just the other night. This is from Mr. James in Gainesville, Texas. This is very, very early morning for us on Friday morning.
Yeah, Thursday night / Friday morning.
Yep, and that's one of the Country Show airings.
Yes.
And when that's on Transmitter 3, that's 4840, what days does that play?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, as far as at midnight. So if you were listening in Central Time, you would be listening on Monday night, but technically it's Tuesday.
Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Very early.
So, yeah. And as far as, you know, other time zones, like for our listeners in the UK, it would be 6 o'clock in the morning, or Western Europe, it'd be 7 o'clock in the morning, that kind of thing. So.
And you get some pretty interesting reception reports of people who are listening at that airtime, but during the day. I think you had one guy, was it a guy on a ship, or he was out in the ocean? Maybe that was Alan's
program.
That must
have been Alan, because I haven't heard this story.
But you've gotten a lot of really cool ones digitally or by mail.
Yes, regular mail. Most of them these days come in by email, though. Don't get near as many postal mail as we used to.
Yeah, and I can vouch that when Greg does get song requests, he'll compile a few of those, and he'll just make up a new show. And he's done that, I think you had 3 or 4 here in the last month.
Yeah, just lately we've put together a few newer shows with some requests on them. So that's always interesting when somebody has a specific song that they want to hear. So try to get that in there.
Very cool. So you have the 4840 airing, and then there's also one on, for us, it's at
11 a.m. Central Time.
12160.
On 12160, yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Friday. Not on Thursday morning, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Awesome. Awesome. So keep an ear out for Worldwide Country. I got to say that is one of the most popular of our in-house programs here.
Awesome.
We always hear in the reception reports.
Yeah, a lot of good reception reports. What was the numbers on that?
Yeah, so this was, he gave us a SINPO of 55435.
Awesome.
With an overall of 5, so I guess you can call that an excellent broadcast.
Mm-hmm. And it was from Texas, I think, in the USA?
Gainesville, Texas.
Gainesville, Texas, okay.
Right where Worldwide Country belongs.
True.
I usually use a 33-foot outdoor wire, but used my shorter 6-foot indoor wire, and the station came in very strong with slight fading.
Good.
So, excellent. I hope you enjoyed that. And so now...
The show he was listening to that particular night was hosted by myself, but we have close to 100 programs that were hosted by the previous guy, and that was Dave Mooney. Dave passed away in December of 2014, and a couple of years later, I started adding new programs. Kathy asked me if I'd want to take over the reins from Dave, and so I decided to pick up from that. And so we've done close to about the same amount. We have about 200 programs that we choose from, and Dave did almost 100, and I did I've done a little over 100. So, and you know, we add to it from time to time, so that's good.
And there's quite a few in there with both you and Dave.
Yes, we did several. We did a Christmas show together. We did a tribute to Porter Wagoner when he passed away. We did a bluegrass show together. So we did several shows together. And Dave had a great sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And it was very hard to keep a straight face at the microphone when Dave was in the room with you, because he was always cutting up.
Yeah, I did not know Dave, but you can definitely tell all the people here spent plenty of time with Dave, because the stories of him are rich.
Oh, yes.
They're very good.
Anybody who worked with him has stories behind it. And he was an awesome guy, and still very much missed, even though he passed away 12 years ago. So we still miss him.
And if you send in a reception report, there is a chance you get a QSL card with Dave on it.
Yes, we still have some of those postcards, those QSL cards that has a picture of Dave on the front of it.
Yes. Sending in a reception report for the country show is a guaranteed way.
Almost
to get
guaranteed
one of those.
Way, yes. Mm-hmm. Unless I just happen to grab one of the other ones by accident, but I usually try to send a Dave card.
Yeah. We will absolutely make sure those get sent out. And long ago, now this is what I'm a little fuzzy on, is that this station, if I'm not mistaken, started as a Worldwide Country station.
That is my understanding, but I'm not 100% sure about the circumstances.
Yeah, I don't know how long it lasted, but what is very cool that came out of that era, I believe, is you have an ID on your program that you use when there's a Johnny Cash song that gets played.
Whoever came before Dave must have reached out to either Johnny Cash or someone in his orbit and asked him to record a drop-in for us. And it just says... Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. You're listening to Worldwide Country Radio from Nashville, Tennessee. And it's awesome because...
I love that.
You know, it's something we have that no one else has. So,
yeah.
And the cassette that he recorded it on, we still have. You know, we've put we've digitalized it, obviously. But we still have the cassette recording from Johnny Cash.
That's awesome. And we'll insert that here on this show. So if you haven't heard that, you can hear it right here on Ask WWCR. And there's no telling how many country shows were done. I heard that it was more of a long extended deal, like a 5-6 hour thing back when they were trying to do Worldwide Country. And then at some point between when it stopped being Worldwide Country Radio as a station to the point when Dave took over, another staff member had done it and did really long programs.
I think that was Tammy.
And I have scoured this place for an older Worldwide Country tape. pre-Dave, and I have not been able to find one. If I do find some, we may have to play some.
Oh, sure.
That would be interesting, because you're also getting that person's taste.
Yes.
You know, in country.
And the shows that Dave did, a lot of times he was doing them live, and they weren't mm-hmm. always recorded. But right after I started here, a little over 20 years ago, Dave started recording them onto cassette. And at that point, Chris, our production director, started digitalizing them so we could have a record of them and save
right.
them. And so also so we could play them at another time, which is what we're doing now. But some of those shows that Dave did are, you know, 15 and 20 years old that we're still replaying now. But, you know, it's classic country music, so it never goes out of style.
Yeah. The country shows are very good. I think you are a great host.
Thank you.
For that show.
Not as good as Dave, but.
Yeah, I would have loved to meet that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. You're listening to Worldwide Country Radio from Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, what you just heard was that Johnny Cash ID we were mentioning earlier. There is two versions of that. The one that you typically use, and then there's a slower one.
Yeah.
They might have said, Johnny, go ahead and get in there and just do two runs of this.
Yeah. They were very close to each other in terms of quality. So either one is used from time to time.
Yeah, they're nearly identical. Somebody who records his whole life, I mean, you get it right the first time.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah. So if you have any questions for us here on Ask WWCR, you can email askwwcr@wwcr.com or just send your paper mail to Worldwide Christian Radio, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. And we will read your questions and answer them here on the air. And, Greg, what are those times for the country show if folks want to listen to you or Dave?
In the mornings, our time, it would be 11 a.m. on 12160, and it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday on 12160. And at midnight, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and that would be on 4840. And for now, for the next several months, you'll pretty much just be hearing Dave shows in the morning and at night.
All right.
We go through them one at a time, start at the beginning and go on to about number. We have a little over 200, so we just go through all of them in order until we get to the end and then start over again.
All right. And what is the email that they can email you about the country show?
CDMWWCR@hotmail.com.
I should have known that. I've listened to so many country shows, and hearing that at the end, I should have known. Well, all right, Greg. It was great to talk to you. Thank you for doing these with me.
Oh, thank you.
I enjoyed doing
them. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. All right. Well, until next week, Greg.
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR. 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.